Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph continues and discusses many of the Dinei Melech, specifically the Isser of Lo Yar Lo Nashi. This is an area we've touched on before, some familiar chidushim, and then we'll cover some new halachos as well. The Mishnah begins by telling us that Lo Yar Lo Nashi, it means that Ela Shmon Esrei. And the Mishnah proceeds and tells us Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that Marbahu Lo. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that afilu achas and mesiras es libo hareza lo yinase. If that's true, why is it that the pasuk says lo yarblo nashim? It means afilu ke avigayim. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Chedush Sheheran points out that apparently you see three different shitas in our Mishnah: the shita of Tanakama, shita of Rabbi Yehuda, shita of Rabbi Shimon. Everyone agrees, based on the Pesuk and the Gemara quotes, that the number we're dealing with is Shmon Esrei, 18 wives. Good? According to Tanakama, that is true categorically. Ben Mesiros, Ben Ein Mesiros, says Liba. That is the opening line of the Mishnah, Lo Yar Blo Nashim, Ela Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and tells us that no, the drashos the Gemara will quote of Yud Ches is regarding Mesiros, says Liba. If it's in a Mesiras Eslibo, that is not what the Pasuk is addressing, and therefore, Afil Elef the Ran writes. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and comments that no, that if it's Mesiras Eslibo, that's it, Hareza Lo Yisaino. That is inappropriate completely. And the number Yud Ches is referring to Nashim Tzidkaniyos. That is the three shitas that the Ran presents. Everyone agrees that the Shir is Yud Ches. According to Tanakam, it's true. Categorically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a case of Mesiros. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's referring to Noshim Sidkanimus. The Tosus HaRosh and Arsugi disagrees and comments that no, that one only finds two different shitos in our Mishnah. There is no independent shita other than Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah begins by telling us the halacha Yud Ches and a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether Yud Ches is referring to Mesiros or Eino Mesiros es Libo. And the Tosfos HaRosh refers you to other Mishnayos and Sugyas and Shas, Bavasra and Dav Chav Ches, and Zvachim and Dav Chav Gimel, where you find a similar structure, that you'll have an opening heading that is not meant to be understood as an independent Shita, and then the Mishnah Sugi will continue and tell us two different shatim within that possibility. So whereas according to the Ram, there's a third sheet to that of Tanakama, the Tosfos HaRosh writes that that is not the case. This is also the Chiddush of the Yad Ramah in our Sugya. Yad Ramah writes you find two different shitos, that of Rabbi Yehuda and that of Rabbi Shimon. However, when Yad Ramah presents the two different shitos, he adds the following Chiddush, that this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that the shir of Yud Ches is Mesiros, that is only bistama. If, however, muvzakos verishos, kuli amamode, to what Rabbi Shimon says, afilu achas lo yisa'ena. When Rabbi Yehuda says that, look, you can marry Yud Ches, if it's Mesiros es libo, that means min hastam. If one is uncertain as to whether Mesiros or ein Mesiros es libo, so then Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud Ches, if we know definitively Noshim Tzidkaniyos, then Afilu Elef. But the possibility that one would be allowed to marry a woman who is Muzekes Verishus, that certainly Yad Ramah argues is unacceptable, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda as well. What is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? That even though based on Sukkim we know that the Shir is Yud Ches, Rabbi Yehuda says it's only Mesiros, if it's in a Mesiros, Afilu Elef. So the Gemara says, apparently you see that Rabbi Yehuda is Doresh Taima Dekra. After all, the Pasuk tells us the reason is Melyasa Levavo, so therefore that is the Shir of Yud Ches. If it's in Mesiras Eslibo, Afilu Elef. And then the Gemara continues and refers you to the Mishnah in the Brice that seems to indicate differently. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Adav Kuftes Vav Mer Aleph, deals with the Isser in Dvarm Chav Dalet of Lo Sachval Beged Almana, that one is not allowed to demand the collateral from an Almana. And the Mishnah tells us the following Kiddush, that Almana, Bein Shiania, Bein Shiashira, Ein Mamashkenosa, this Isser of Lo Sachval Beged Almana applies categorically. That's what the Mishnah says, Bav Metzia Kuf Tesvav. And then the Gemara continues in Arsug Yezoz and Bav Metzia and quotes a Braisa that this in fact is a Machlokis Tanaim, Machlokis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. This sheet of the Mishnah, Ben Shiania, Ben Shiashira in Mashkenosa. This is the Shita of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that no, if it is a Shira, then Memashkeninosa. That is Losafba Began Amana is limited to an Amana who is an Aniya, an Amana Ashira, there is no Isser at all. So the Gemara explains what is the machlokes, the issue of time et dekra. Everyone agrees that time et dekra is part of the process, the enterprise of Liman HaTorah. Certainly true. The question is, do you have a right to limit or to expand the scope of the halacha based on that reason? What is the time et dekra of Losafba Began Amana? Our Gemara tells us, Masiya Shem Rabbi Shechino Seha. It's going to create a terrible impression that what's going to happen, he's going to take the night clothing during the day. And that means every night he's going to have to go back and return it. And every morning he's going to have to show up in order to take it as a mashkon. So he's going to be frequenting the house of the samana every night, every morning. Masiya shem rabbi shechino seha. That only applies if it's an amana who is an aniya. If it's an amana who is an ashira, she will be able to put forth a mashkon that she does not require that it has to be returned on a regular basis. So Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't matter. The pasuk says that lo safba began amana categorically, and ein achinami, even if we can presume that this in fact is the reason, nonetheless ach applies categorically. That's a concept of a lo plug daraisa. That even if you know that this is the reason, but of course the halacha applies, even if the reason does not apply. That's the whole concept of lo plug, not only in takanos and zeros drabanan, but even in a dindar isav lo darshin in time of the kra. And Rav Shimon argues, no, that's not true. If we can be certain as to the fact that this is the reason, we can limit the scope of the halacha based on the reason itself. So the Gemara says, isn't this a steer then within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? The whole assumption of Rabbi Yehuda to limit the halacha of Loyarbla Nashim only to Nashim HaMesiros Eslibo, but Ein Mesiros Afim Lelev, isn't that exactly Darshin and Time of the Kra against the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Amana? So the Gemara gives us the powerful, obvious answer that no, there's a difference between the Mefarish Time of the Kra. Is the reason written in Chumash or is it not? If the reason is not mentioned at all, the Pasuk says simply, Losafba Began Amana. You have no right to be Dorish Time of the Kra, meaning to limit or even expand the scope of the halacha based on that reason. If, however, the reason is incorporated, it's part of the mitzvah, it's Mefurish Bekra. Why is that true? Not every mitzvah does the Torah tell us its reason. There's a Mesorah of Tameya Mitzvos. Why is it necessary to write the Tam explicitly in Chumash? That's telling you that that is not simply extraneous, but it is built into the very fabric of the halacha to the extent that if the reason doesn't apply, then the halacha would not apply under those conditions. That's a great chiddush that our Gemara tells us, the difference as to whether the Tam is Mefurish Bekra or whether it is not. In previous cases, we've discussed many other examples of where in fact this is true. The case of time of the Kra, in both instances of our Gemara, when it comes to the Arbla Nashim, when it comes to the Sachba Begramana, is talking about Isurei Daraisa. This concept is also true when it comes to Mitzvos Daraisa as well. Sometimes the Torah tells us to perform a mitzvah and does not tell us why one must do so. Sometimes the Torah goes out of its way and underscores the significance of a mitzvah saseh. And that is a crucial distinction. This is the Ha'ara of the Bach, where the Bach writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, in Tafrei Shchafei, that you will find that there are several places that the Mechaber goes out of his way to tell us Tamei HaMitzvos. Normally that's not the case, but at times the Mechaber does so. The first place in Simen Ches, when it comes to the Mitzvah Tzitzis, in Simen Ches Se'if Ches, the Mechaber discusses the Kavana necessary when one fulfills the Mitzvah Tzitzis. And the Mechaber adds that one has to have in mind, Kadei Shenizkar Kol Mitzvah Sav La'asel Sav, why it is that you're putting on the tzitzis. This is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. A person who is Ma'atev B'tzitzis has to be mindful, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to wear the tzitzis, Kadei Shenizkar Kol Mitzvah Sav La'asel Sav. Where does that come from? So that's exactly what the Bach writes. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah doesn't really tell us to don the tzitzis, but l'man tizkru v'asisem, and therefore that kavana is considered to be an inherent, integral part of the mitzvah tzitzis, akrei kach the mechaber writes that this is part of the kavana samitzvah. That's the chiddush that the Bach writes. Mishnah Berurah discusses there in Simen Ches, if katan yetes, whether this is a din lechatchila, whether this is only a din b'di'eved. And here the Mishnah Berurah discusses two different types of kavana, mitzvos tzrichos kavana in Simen Samach. Here in Simen Ches, a different type of kavana, kavana as to the basis, the reason for the mitzvah, tamei mikra. And the Chiddush Mishnah Berurah writes that whereas mitzvos tzrichos kavana is le'ikuva, this second level of kavana, as for the understanding of the mitzvah, why was it given to us? Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chiddush of Primigadim that this is only a din lechatchila. Even that Bach points out that a person will not be mekayim the mitzvah kitikuna. That's the word that the Bach writes. Lokiyim ha-mitzvah kitikuna. You don't fully fulfill the mitzvah unless you have this in mind as well. And if you look in the Pirush of the Or Lachaner, his Pirush in Huchasukka called Bikure Yaakov, there Tafresh Chafei and Os Gimel writes that no, that perhaps this added kavana is mamish nikuva. It's not just simply a din lechatchila. If the Torah goes out of its way and tells us, do this in order to realize that, that realization is ma'akev even b'di'evit. And as mentioned, as Bach has found in Tafresh Chafei, a very unusual simen. An entire simen in Shulchan Aruch devoted to the purpose of the mitzvah sukkah. Right? That's the simen you always find quoted, the Torah. Why do we celebrate sukkahs? Right? In that season of the year, and not in the spring at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the very purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah? Sukkah and sukkah and daf yud aleph, whether nanei hakavod or sukkos mamish, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. Right, the Torah devotes an entire simen in Soto and Shulchan Aruch as to the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah. Why is that necessary? The Bach writes, because that's what the Torah tells us. Leman yedidor aseichem. So if the Torah says that's why you're sitting in the sukkah, you must bear this in mind. Bikur Yaakov writes that this is ma'akev b'di'eved, and this he writes is the whole basis of the first sugya in the second sukkah. Why is it that a sukkah cannot be lemala me'esrim amah? So one of the three possibilities, you know, the Gemara quotes is because lo sholta ve'ena. Why is it so important? Sholta ve'ena. We know sholta ve'ena in terms of Ner Chanukah, or in terms of Mavli. Those are dinim drabanan. What's the din daraisa of sholta ve'ena? That's sukkah. Why is that so important? Look, if the whole purpose of Chanukah is pirsum inisa, you understand very well why sholta ve'ena is important. It's not pirsum hanes if no one can, within the normal range of ism, see the Ner Chanukah, which is burning. Those are all the dinim d'rabanan. The din d'araisa is sukkah, right? As the Bach writes, because the pasuk says, l'man yedu d'araseichem. That's not just a din l'chachila. A sukkah l'malam yichafam is a sukkah psula. No, there he writes, it's a din d'araisa, which is in fact ma'akev. And furthermore, the Mechaber writes the same chiddush in Simen Chafei when it comes to tefillin. The Torah tells us in the very end of Parshas though, what is the purpose of tefillin? Antia Torah Hashem b'ficha. And furthermore, that tefillin is supposed to be a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that kavan is necessary. One puts on tefillin. Antia Torah Hashem b'ficha. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. These are three places in Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber emphasizes the purpose, the reason, the basis of the mitzvah. That means that when a mitzvah is given, of course we do our utmost to understand the purpose of the mitzvah, but where the Torah writes explicitly, so in Chumash, that's as our Gemara says, that's a case of mamish darshin and time of dekra. The Mechilta, for example, writes in the very end of Parshas Bo, a great chiddush, the kol hakori b'torah, potter min hatfilin. One who is osek b'torah is potter min hatfilin. The difficulty with the Mechilta, is that true? That there's a p'tur of osek b'mitzvah potter min hatfilin when it comes to mitzvah tam Torah? What do you mean? You're always supposed to learn. So a person should sit and learn and not do any other mitzvah. Reliance on osek b'mitzvah. So it's very clear in the Gemara that osek b'mitzvah potter does not apply to Talmud Torah. The Gemara says you have someone who torasu naso, he's exempt from mitzvos d'rabbanan, not from mitzvos d'araisa. There's no p'tur of osek b'mitzvah potter mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Otherwise, what do you mean? It's a pervasive chiyuv. When did the Kadosh Baruch Hu expect you to perform mitzvos? It must be, for example, as the Stipler writes, that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah begins in free, unoccupied time. You're supposed to learn every free moment. And if the Torah says that a certain period of time you're supposed to be doing this and do that, you're supposed to eat matzah. So when you're eating matzah, that's not called Bittul Torah. That's machlokes. Rishon Yochai, Rabbi Yishmael, Yisaf, Tidiganecha. So why does the Mechilta say Osik b'Torah is potim and atfilin? The answer is that's not halacha b'chol Torah kula of Osik b'mitzvah potim b'mitzvah. That's this detail of Darshin and time of the Krah. The Pasuk says the purpose of tefillin is Laman tiyat Torah Hashem eficha, and that's the chiddush of the Mechilta that Hakori b'Torah is potim and atfilin, not b'Torah is Osik b'mitzvah. No, b'Torah is Darshin and time of the Krah. We'll see in the next sugya the whole concept of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Right, the great Kiddush, the Rush writes in Os Aleph of Hilchos Sefer Torah, that Ksiva Sefer Torah is a further example, where the Torah goes out of its way and tells us the reason for the performance of the mitzvah. Why do you do so? V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem, in order to allow for limud haTorah. That'll be the great Kiddush of the Rush that we'll see, that there's an inherent link between Ksiva Sefer Torah and limud haTorah. Akrekach, that the Rosh suggests that perhaps Bizman Hazeh, that we do not use our Sifrei Torah, Sifrei HaKodesh, for Limud HaTorah, so maybe the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah will be fulfilled in different ways. If the Pasuk just simply said, Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZos, you wouldn't be allowed to suggest such a Kiddush, but if the Torah tells us the reason for Ksiva Sefer Torah, that's a further example of Darshin and time of the Krah. Or the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav, the same issue when it comes to Halanas Hameitz, that even though the Torah tells us Kavur Sibrina Bayamahu, Kvura must be immediate, the Mishnah already tells us that look, if the reason for allowing a mace to go unburied is because of Kvod Hameitz, then it's Mutar. How is that possible? Kavur Habrios is Dochev, such a Dindaraisa of Kavur Sibrina Bayamahu. The answer to L'chor again is the following. The Pasuk tells us the reason. Why is it necessary to bury immediately? The Pasuk says because Kiles Elokim Taloi. It's considered to be a bizayon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a bizay hameis, to allow for halonas hameis. The Mishnah therefore assumes if it's done mishum kvod hameis, therefore that is in fact considered to be mutter. These are just a few examples of the Chiddush of our Gemara we discussed in the past. Cases of Darshin and time Darkaw in the Tam is Mufurash. And we also discuss the following Kiddush, that just as our Gemara tells us there are two models, if the Tam is built in, Darshinan, if the Tam is not built in, Lo Darshinan, now the same thing is true when it comes to Dinim Drabanan as well. For a Din Daraisa, we have a very good criterion. Our Gemara says, just look, Mufarish, time of a Krah, it's written in the Pasuk. What about when it comes to Dinim Drabanan? In principle, the same thing is true. How to determine what is true when is not so easy. But in principle, the same lamdus applies to Dinim Drabanan. If you can demonstrate that the Chachamim incorporated the Tam HaTakana to the Etzem HaGzerer Takana, then Batal Tam, Batal Takana. If the Tam was just simply what motivated the Chachamim, but the Takana or the Gzerer did not incorporate the background was just simply what motivated the Chaim to do so, that's instituted as a lo plug. That's an important Kiddush. This is what we pointed out in the Sugya earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that no, when it comes, for example, to Ibor Hashanah, there the Tam is included. That's how Kanza the Rav pointed out the Vigeres, Klal Yisrael of Ma'abrin. Therefore, it can't be done categorically. There must be a compelling reason, the Igeres. And that's why the Gemara says the great Kiddush, that let's assume that Bezin was Ma'aber the Shanam Ipnei HaTuma, and you assume that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, and therefore that was not a legitimate basis of Ibur Hashana. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina Muberes. No, Eina Muberes. It's not Chal. What do you mean it's not Chal? No, don't we assume when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Afilu Shogegin, Afilu Mutin. The Chiddush Rav pointed out is the following. When it comes to Ibur Hashanah, the reason for the Ibur is not incidental. Why did the Chachamim decide, right, to add an extra month to this year? No, there the Tam is considered to be an inherent part They were machnis the tam into the process of the ibur. That's the whole purpose of igeris. That was the whole purpose of the Rambam's chiddush of sad. No, it was part of the igeris. If there was a tos in sad, it's the kuva, even though that is not a compelling factor for ibur hashana. And that's what Rav Yehuda says, that in such an instance, that eino averes. And in earlier occasions also, he pointed out the concept of in akiras devam and atorah, with many different marmakomos to demonstrate that the Chachamim, whenever the Sugi and Yivamos, Tzadim and Beis, instituted Dindar Abonon, which is Kineged the Dindar Aisa, Kiras Dovim and HaTorah, there certainly the Tam must be incorporated. No? Chachamim don't have a right to tell us, don't fulfill the Mitzvah Hashem. They have a right, as the Rambam writes, to invoke Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Asarbe, Kashem Sharofei Chotei Chever Echad, the Rambam writes, Nochas Mamrim. So too, right? One of the important yesodos of Din and Rabbanon is if it's a Dvar Rishus, then the Chacham can institute it as a low plug. If it's not Kiras Dovman HaTorah, then the reason must be possible. If you look, go through the earlier Shiurim, right? Many different Maramakomos, right? And most notably the Tshuvas HaRosh and Klal Beis, right? If something is not Kiras Dovman HaTorah, cannot be a low plug. Good, that's a case where everyone agrees Darshin and time are different. Let's go through, right, so we discussed in a nutshell, right, those different aspects of the Chiddush that our Gemara writes, if it is Mefarish, Tame Behedi B'Kra, in such an instance, everyone agrees Darshinan, true when it comes to Dinim D'Raisa, true when it comes to Dinim D'Rabbanan, that's the secret to the Sugi, Lo Plug. The Rambam quotes our Gemara, Rabbi Nashim, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, the Rambam Chan Hufus Malachim, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Vim Hosif Achas Uba'ala, Loke, the Rambam writes, and let's say the Melech violates this halacha, there's Malkus. He violated this Isser of Rav Lanashim. When do you violate this Isser? When are you Loke? The Rambam writes, Hosif Uba'al. Hosif Uba'al. Chiddush, we'll have to discuss. Now, it means he marries an excess, and then that is followed by Maisabian. Kidesh Uba'al. Hosif Uba'al. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. We'll have to see why that's such a great Chiddush, but the Rambam writes, Chiddush number one is that there's Malkus Daraisa for a Melech who violates the Isra of Alar B'Nashim. Chiddush number two, Malkus is only in a case of Hosif and Uba'a. Hosif Uba'a. What is Poshub Shat in the Rambam Shita? Very simply, that this is like Shar Isra, where we will see the Rambam Shita is that you violate Yisrei Bia if Kidesh Uba'al, Hu Hadinami, Lo Yarbla Nashim is simply an example of Yisrei Bia, and there's Yisrei Bia B'chala Torah Kula, Kidesh Uba'al, Hu Hadinami when it comes to the Melech, Hosif Uba'al, then look. Minchas Tinoch just writes the following Chiddush, which again we'll discuss momentarily. And Tzpinoch is found in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Aleph. What does Kidesh Uba'al mean? It means Lo Ka'al Kol Bia Ubia. It means they're married, and therefore every Maisa Bia is a new Maisa Vera. Just like in Chai Ve'Lavim, for example, when the Rambam writes Kidesh Uba'al Lo Ka, it means separate Malkus for every Maisa Bia. And who had the nami when it comes to a melech who violates the sisra of Layar Blomish? What is this Shita Sarambam? A, that requires Kidesh Uba'al, and then the Chiddush that the Rambam writes, that who had the nami when it comes to the Isser of Ar Sunya? When do you require Kidesh Uba'al and when do you not? That's Sugi Yavamos and Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph. Quotes five different days in Tanaim to answer the question, Izehu Mamzer? What is the definition of Mamzerus? Well, we even alluded to fairly recently, right, the issue of the link between Mamzerus and Itfisas Kedusha. We assume the halacha like the Shita of Shimon HaTimni, that what is the definition of Mamzer? One who is born from either Chavi Misos or Chavi Krisos. It's not enough that it's Yisrei Bia. More than that, there must be an Yisrei Kareis, there must be an Yisrei Misa. then the blood is a mamzer. If it's chave lav, chave lav v'asei, chave asei, it's aser, isrei bia, but the blood is not considered to be a mamzer. According to Shimon HaTimni, two halachos go hand in hand. No? Mamzerus. And mamzerus is in chave krisus, chave misus. We know there's another halach you need to chave krisus and chave misus. There's no tfisas kedushin. There's no tfisas kedushin. If a kohen marries a grusha, they're marrying. It's not going to result in mamzerus. Machshir grusha also. There's tfisas kedushin. Sota, there's tfisas kedushin. The flat is not going to be a mamzer. That's the link of Shimon HaTimni. Mamzerus and tfisas kedushin goes hand in hand. We just alluded yesterday very quickly now to the Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Tezayin. You can have Yisuri Bia where there is Tfisas Kedushin. And Tosfos pointed out that Chiddush, you can have the opposite. You can have E Tfisas Kedushin without Yisuri Bia Daraisa. No, that was Tosfos a great Chiddush. What was that case? Akum Habal Bas Yisrael. No? Where the Isser is a very Chamor Isser Drabana. That was our difficulty with Yifas Toar. But there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Can you have Mamzerus when there's no Tfisas Kedushin with the Bias Heter? Tosis has 2 days. No, 1 day in Tosis, the primary day in Tosis, unbelievable Chiddush, but according to Rabbi Akiva at least, you can have Mamzerus as long as there's no possible Tfisas Kedushin, even though Al Pidin it's a Bias Heter, Akam HaBabas Yisrael. Very, very great Chiddush. But that's the link of Shimon HaTimni. Good. Chavi Krisus, Chavi Misus, Mamzer, no Tfisas Kedushin. Now, if there is no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Chavi Misus and Chavi Krisus, everyone agrees to that fact. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. When the Torah says you can't marry your sister, what does it mean? When the Pasuk says, lo yikach, lo sikach, what do you mean, lo yikach, lo sikach? You can't marry. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. What's the answer? No, lo yikach and lo sikach does not mean Kedushin. What does it mean? In Isser Bia, no? There is no Tfisas Kedushin with Chavi Misus and Chavi Krisus. So if the Torah tells us lo yikach in the context of a chiv miser, a chiv kares, lo yikach or lo sikach means the bia is a bias iser, it's gili arayos, the vlad is a mamzer. That's true when it comes to chavi misus and chavi krisus. Good? Now this question. What about when it comes to chavi lavim? Regarding chavi lavim, we assume the halacha there is tfisas kedushin. That's the chiddush of Shimon HaTimni. Karas emisano, chavi lavim, absolutely yes. So when the Torah says when it comes to chavi lavim, lo yikach, lo sikach, lo yikachu, what does that mean? One could argue, well, just as when that very same term of lo yikach, when it comes to arayos, means bia, it doesn't mean ishus, there is no ishus. Who had denamed the same term of lo yikach or lo yikachu when it comes to chayvei lavim means in iser bia? You'll tell me kedushin is possible when it comes to chayvei lavim? Yeah, but that's irrelevant. Once you see from chayvei misus and chayvei krisus that lo yikach means bias iser, who had denamed when it comes to chayvei lavim as well? So therefore, chayvei lavim are kein arayos. That kiddush is irrelevant. Baal is the issue. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. When it comes to arayos and chavi kares, chavi misus, where there's no tfisas kedushin, well, obviously, tfisas kedushin plays no role in the chiv kares and chiv misa. Cannot be. But whenever there's a possibility of tfisas kedushin, so then lo yikach li kachu means issues. A Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. Not the Kohen cannot be Mizana with the Grusha. Kohen can't marry a Grusha. And that is Kiddush Baal. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, what happens in a case of a Mamzer Shenosa Yisraelis? It's Chavi Lavim. The Yisraelis cannot marry a Mamzer. The Rambam writes that Kevan Shebaolu Achar HaKiddushin, Lokim. You'll get Malkus Daraisa. When? Kidesh Uba'o. Kidesh Uba'o. Chiddush L'Rambam. Although when it comes to Misos, Krisos, there, Likach means Bia. When we say Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, Kidesh Uba'o. That's where you get Malkus Daraisa. The Rambam continues and explains, She'ein lecha b'cho chai ve'lavin, mishaloka al bi'ila b'lo kedushin, because you will never find a case where the bia alone is the iser when it comes to chai ve'lavin, with one exception, the Rambam writes, almana l'kohen gadol. Almana l'kohen gadol is the only case, the Rambam writes, where bia itself creates malchus, even without Kidesh Uba'o. The Rambam writes, Kamoshi Yisbar, as I will tell you later on. Right? That second Rambam is found, right, in Hilchos Isrei Bia, Perek Yid Zayin Halacha Gimel. That even though, generally speaking, when it comes to Mamzer, Mamzeres, or Kohen and Grusha, so in those cases you require Kidesh Uba'o, the Rambam writes, Amman L'Kohen Gadol is the only exception where Bia alone generates Malkus, comparable to Kari Samisa. Why is that true? In Kari Samisa, you understand very well, you have no choice. Kari Samisa, there's no Kedushin. But Amman L'Kohen Gadol, of course there's Tfisas Kedushin. Why shouldn't you argue that when the Pasuk says that Amman, again, Lo Yikach, there it means Kidesh Uba'o? The Rambam writes just the following, this beautiful chiddush, and that is that a man of a kohen gadol has an effect that a kohen to a grusha does not. What is that? The Rambam writes, shenemar lo yichalel. Very important. Wow, lo yichalel. The pasuk says, why is it that the kohen gadol cannot be together with an amana? Lo yichalel. What does lo yichalel mean? Kevin shabala chilula. Because her status is affected as a result of the ma'isa bia. As an almana, this woman is forbidden to a kohen gadol, but an almana is allowed to marry a kohen hedyot. Once this woman is nivelis the kohen gadol, what is that called? Nivelul apostola. She now is mizana with someone who she could not have married. As a result of that ma'isabia, she becomes Asur l'Kohen. The Rambam writes, that B you can't ignore. Now, a Kohen marrying a Grusha. Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. A Kohen is Mizana with a Grusha. That Znus does not create any new Isser that didn't exist before the Ma'isa Znus. She could marry Yisrael before. She can marry Yisrael now. She couldn't marry a Kohen before. Can't marry a Kohen now. Amana l'kohen gadol is the one example the Rambam writes that the bia iser is a violation of lo yichalel, because as a result of nivul l'pasala she becomes sula kohen. That the Rambam writes is a separate law. Mashenk in a case of zon or grusha, the Rambam writes harei hein mechulalos v'amados. No, even before the bia they're aser. That's the chiddush, the Rambam shita. Wow. You always require Kidesh Uba'o, and the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid on that earlier Ramban, Hilchos Isrei Bia, Perek Tzvav Beis, the Ravid writes that no, ain't okay, just as when it comes to Arayis. Now, Isrei Bia, Kuvadinami, when it comes to, right, Mamzerus, you don't require Kidesh Uba'o, it's Isrei Bia. It's not Kidesh Uba'o. Very important Kiddush. Take a look at Mechastinach. Tavkuf Samach Gimel, it discusses this machlokas Rishonim. Why does the Rambam require Kidesh Uba'o? Why? One could understand the Shitas Rambam in two different ways. One possibility is the following. Kidesh Uba'o, there are two halves to this, sir. In order to get Malkus Daraisa, the pasuk says Lo Yikach, and Lo Yikach Likuchin is defined as Kidesh Uba'o, marriage, and therefore the Torah insists on Shnehem Be'iser. The Kedushin is Bavera, the Bi is Bavera, that is considered to be the basis of the Chi of Malkus. Kidei Shobah, Shnehem Be'isru Be'aveir. Maybe there's another possibility. Maybe one could argue that the reason the Rambam has Kidei Shobah, maybe I'll suggest the following Kiddush. Maybe the Rambam would agree that in essence it's Yisrei Bia. Similar, so to speak, when it comes to Arayos, in a certain sense, just as that's an Isser Bia, so to the Rambam agrees when it comes to Chavilavim. That also is the case, it's an Isser Bia. But maybe one could suggest the following Kiddush. What type of Bia does the Torah forbid when it comes to Chavilavim? What type of Bia? Because the Torah tells us is a violation of Lo'ikach, Lo'ikachu. You know what the answer is? Not a stam biaznus. What's the answer? A biashal ishus. That's what the Torah forbids. In principle, the Isser is Isri Bia. Just like in Arayos, it's Isri Bia. But whereas in Arayos, it's a biaznus that is Aser, the Torah says that, look, when it comes to Chavei Lavim, since there is Tfisas Kedushin, it is a Bia Shel Ishus that is Aser. See, in Lamdus, they're very different. The first approach indicates that Kidesh is Michlal HaYisr. Isr is Kidesh Ubal. According to the second, it's not really true. Kidesh is not part of the Heftzah Shel Isr. No? It's just that what the Torah forbids is a Bias Ishus. So obviously, right, that will only occur if Kidesh Ubal, but Kidesh is just simply, right, creating the circumstance by which one can violate this form of Isrei Bia. Important distinction. Not that whether, in fact, Kidesh Ubal, both halves are considered to be Aser, whether they're not. See, not only is it different in Lamdos, could one envision a case, for example, where the Bia is a Bias Isser, but the Kedushin was Kedushe Heter? Let's assume you could have such a case. Where the Kedushin was Beheter, the Bia is Beisser. Is that called Kidesh Uba'o? It wasn't Kidesh Uba'o Ba'avera, but the Bia certainly is a Bia Vishus. If you could have such a case, but the Kedushin is Beheter, the Bia is Beisser, one could raise now the question whether Al Pidin that would be an instance of Malchus Darius, according to the Rambam, of Kidesh Uba'al. One of the cases of Isrei Bia is a Psua Daka or Krushafpa. Right, Yisraelis is not allowed to marry a Psua Daka or Krushafpa. What's unique about Psua Daka or Krushafpa is the man can become a Psua Daka or Krushafpa. It's not Psule Kol, Psule Kuhuna, where it was there from birth. That is something that can occur subsequently. Psua Daka or Krushafpa is a fascinating model where you can have Kidesh Beheter. No? When the couple was married, the Kiyu Kedushin, the Ishus was formed Beheter Gamor. Subsequently, all of a sudden now, something arises that forbids the husband and wife to each other. Suadaka, Krushafa. And let's assume, for example, after La'achar Shinasa Habal Psuadaka, there is a Maisabiya. Is that called Kidesh Uba'al, according to the Rambam? The Maisa Kedushin was Behetur, the Bia is Be'isr. If that's the way of understanding that it's a composite Isr of Kidesh Uba'al, then there wouldn't be Malkus in such a case. There would be Malkus Daraisa if a woman marries a Psuadaka and subsequently Ba'al. But if you argue all that is necessary is a bias ishus, then that is not, that would be called a case of Kidesh Ubal. I mean, Malkus Darais, even though the Kedushin is Beheter, the B is not a bias nus. The B is within the Misgeres of ishus, that is called Alpidin Kidesh Ubal. The Rambam does not mention that case. Right? The whether it's Malkus Darais in a case of Tzudaka, in a case Shinasa Tzudaka Acha Hanisuin. One could be other cases as well, but that would be an interesting one. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned the following possibility. Maybe one could argue that Kidesh Uba'al is an Isser of Ishus. One possibility is two halves. Kidesh Uba'al. The other possibility is no, it's Isser Bia, but not every time a Bia is Aser. Bia Shel Ishus is Aser, as opposed to Bia is Nus. Maybe one could argue the following possibility. The combination of Kidesh Uba'al means it's an Isser of Ishus. When there's no Tfisas Kedushin, it means Bia. When there is Tfisas Kedushin, it means a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. So if the Isser is marriage, so why do you need Bia at all? What's wrong with Erisin and Isuin? Why do you need Kidesh Uba'al? So maybe one could suggest the following Kiddush. That Ba'al is the Gemar Ishus. That's a Kiddush the Rav suggested. It is not called the Gemar Ishus, the Gemar Kedushin, Ad Shiyavalem. Just as the Rav pointed out, let's say the Sugi Niksuvus, we learned last year. Let's say Rachman Litzlan, a person at the time of the Chasana becomes an Avel. And the Halacha allows one to complete the Ishus. So what exactly does that mean? You can go forward with the Ishus before Shiva will kick in. So the Gemara says that means Boel Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh. It means you can have the Gemar the Hashlama Sa'ishus, and that means Bias Mitzvah. What do you see from that? The Rav pointed out the following Chiddush, that Kideshu Ba'al, B is considered to be the consummation of Ishus. Just as there's Erisin, Nisuin, right? B also is considered to be the Gemar Hashlamas HaYishus. Or, for example, that Sugya, the Mishnah Ksuvas and Daf Tezvav Mabez, the need of a woman to cover her hair after marriage, Yatza Bihinuma. At exactly what point does that kick in? Does that begin with Erisin, Nisuin, or maybe the possibility that that halacha should begin La'achar B'Rishona? Not necessarily right at the chasen itself, even though Eris and Yisuin occurred. If that's true, maybe that is a further indicator that Bir Rishon is considered to be the Gemar and Hashlamas Yishus. If so, Rav Soloveitchik suggests that Fanu Chiddush against that in Chaskinach mentioned, that maybe when the Rambam writes Kideshu Ba'om, and Chaskinach writes, what does Kideshu Ba'om mean? That Lo Kal Kol Bilu Bila. Now, every Bia gets Malkus. Maybe that's not true. Maybe the Rav point out the following Chiddush. Kideshu Ba'al means Birishona. Birishona. It's an Isser of Lo'ikach. It's an Isser of Ishus. So there's an Isser of Ishus independent of Bia. But the Chi of Malkus for the Iker Halav only means absolute, complete Ishus. And that is perhaps only Birishona. Even though there is an Isser, but the Malkus is only Birishona, which is the consummation of the Ishus itself. So the Rambam writes the following possibility of the Chiddush. When it comes to Chavi Lavim, for whatever reason, these possibilities require Kidesh Uba'al, either Shneim B'Isser, or a Bi of Ishus, or perhaps that no, the Mechayiv is the Ishus, but Bi is just the Gemar, the Hashlamas Ishus. The Rambam requires Kidesh Uba'al. And Pashur Pshat that Hu Hadinami, the Rambam writes, this is also true when it comes to Liyavla Nashim. The Malkus that one will receive in this particular case is one of Kidesh Uba. The Ragachav in Safnas Paneach raises the following issue of our Gemara. What is this Isser of Liyavla Nashim? This will be relevant to this discussion. Not long ago, there was a sefer put out, the Tzafnas Paneach on Sanhedrin. If you look in the regular Tzafnas Paneach al HaRambam, you'll find this discussion. The Ragachev has pages and pages and pages in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos. Pages and pages. So on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the first column on Daf Yud Ches, in the regular Tzafnas Paneach, that's Ragachev has one paragraph about our Gemara. Where he has the following Chakirim. This Isra Voyar Belonoshim. How do you understand this? We've discussed in the past, sometimes you have an Isser Chalos, sometimes you have an Isser Maisa. Ragacha raises the following issue. Is it really an Isser, for example, of Kedushin of Ishus, or maybe it means the following? Maybe it's what the Ragacha recalls, the Isser is Hametzius, the reality, Shelo Yihe Lo Yudtes Nashim. Maybe it's the chalos of the Tzotzot. Or maybe no. It's mamish and isra of lo yikach. In Lumdus, let me ask you the following question. Let's assume, for example, this melech goes ahead and marries, right, excessive wines. He marries a 19th. Who is aser? The original ones were all beheter. And therefore those women remain permitted to the melech. It's just this last one was a kedushin be'isru b'aveira, and therefore he is forbidden to her. And when the Rambam writes, im hosifu ba'al, it means hosif in ba'aleha specifically, number 19. Or maybe it means a very great kiddush. No, the Torah says, very mistamber. Lo yarb lanashim, and lo yas levavo, and that means the reality, the chalos, the totsah, the pol yotze. If a melech will have excessive wives, that is not what the Torah appropriately envisions. Maybe one could argue that all the wives now are also. What, just the 19th? They're all forbidden to the melech. Until he will go ahead and divorce one of them. The Isser is not, right, a Maisa Kedushin which relates uniquely to that other woman. Look, if a Kohen has one wife and he marries another who is a Grusha, what does the fact of second wife of Grusha have to do with the first one? Obviously the Isser is only in terms of that particular wife. When you're telling that the Isser is the composite, you know, of Ribui Nashim, so maybe that Isser will equally fall on each and every one, not merely on the last one. Last one was the catalyst. Now, that's where you went over the limit. Yeah, but that's not the extent of Isser. That's what the Ragachever questions. He frames this as being as Isser is the mitzius of Shelo Yehe Lo Yudtes Nashim, or is it no, Shelo Yikach Lo Yudtes? The Maisa Kedushin is considered to be that which is Asa. He suggests very interesting nafgaminas. The Gemara Yevamos Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Sigis Van Os a little bit later, and Daf Samach Aleph Yevamos, suggests the following possibility. What happens if a Kohen, Eiras Es Ha'Almana, Kohen is Eiras, he just married an Almana. And all of a sudden now they come to him with the good news, V'nisman Elihios Kohen Gadol. He's just appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. And that woman who he just married is forbidden to him. He would not be allowed to marry that woman now. So the Gemara tells us a very great Kiddush that no, that Yichnos. He is allowed to not only remain married to her, even if all they had is Erisin. He can perform Nisuin. After all, the Kedushin was not Bavera, not Beiser. The Kedushin, so to speak, is Matir. And that Heter will survive even if he now becomes a Kohen Gadol. Safnath Panef raises the following issue. Let's assume you would have a case of a Hedyot that has many, many wives. And all of a sudden now, Nisman Lihios Melech. Could you argue that just as the Gemara says that that is true when it comes to Melech Kohen Gadol, Hu Hadinami, that would be true in our instance of Melech as well. And therefore, it's Mutter, the Kedushay Heter, the Kedushin is Matir. Or you argue, no, that's not true when you're talking about an Isser Kedushin, such as a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara Yevamos Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that if it's Kedushay Heter, Therefore, that will be able to survive the Kohen being appointed to Kohen Gadol. There's no Kedusha Yisr. Now he became the Kohen Gadol. But if Rogatchev writes the Chiddush, that you're telling me that no, Mahmasatam Vahamitzius, you're not talking about an Isser Lekicha, Isser Ebiya, but rather the Torah writes the reality of a Melech being married to more than 18 women is unacceptable. There, you wouldn't apply that halacha of an holy shtari, kedushei heter, the kedushin is matir, and that could survive that particular minui. We've discussed many times that you have to be able to determine what is it that the Torah forbids when it comes to certain lavim. Is it an isser maisa or is it a chalos? Sometimes the Torah tells you that this act must be avoided. Sometimes the Torah tells us this result is undesirable. And there will be many different nafkaminas as to whether something is an isser maisa, whether something is an isser chalos. The Gemara writes, for example, in Beitz, and that's Chof Zayinu at Beitz. One is not allowed to be matil mum b'kodshim. If you have a bechor, you have to preserve the kedushas ha-bechor. You can't take this animal that is a bechor and somehow inflict a mum. The pasuk says, "Meikra chav beitz, kol mum lo yebo." What happens if it's done al yedei grama? This coin, look, they gave him a bechor. Like right now, he can't use it. If only that bechor would develop a mum, so now he can utilize it. So the coin comes up with an idea, ayidei grama. You know what he'll do? He'll put, the Gemara's case, butzek, he'll put dough in the ear of the animal. He'll let the animal just run around together with other animals. You know what's going to happen? Other animals will jump, they'll nick his ear. All of a sudden, now it's a bechor, shafa b'mum. So the Gemara says, it's absolutely awesome. The Gemara says that part of what we learned before, Heter Bechoros. That Chacham has to be able to ascertain, number one, whether this is a Mum Kavo Mum Over. Number two, the Chacham has to be pretty shrewd to determine how did the Mum get there. Because if we know, of course it's a Mum Kavua. Yeah, but you set it up. That's Asur. Now, the Gemara says a great Chiddush, that even though sometimes Grama is Asur, sometimes Grama is Mutter. In Hochus Shabbos, so midaraisa gramu bimutter. Mashen kein, when it comes to matal mum bekodshim, gram is aser. How do you make that distinction? The distinction is the following chiddush. If what the Torah demands is a particular act of chilul Shabbos, then in Achinami, the Gemara is going to tell us that the maisa is aser, lo sase, gramu will be mutter. If what the Torah is telling us is there's a certain result that must be avoided, that result is undesirable, does it matter whether it was caused directly, caused indirectly? The Torah wants us to preserve the Kedushas HaBechor. So that means don't inflict a bodily wound directly. As long as it's done somewhat of an indirect fashion, that's fine. It's certainly not true. Ravitchik once suggested the same thing when it comes to Amir Lanachri. When is Amir Lanachri Mutter? When is Amir Lanachri considered to be Aser? Ravitchik pointed out the Chiddush that you find Amir Lanachri in several different cases in Shas, Shabbos, not Midaraisa, Midarabanan. But the Gemara has in Bava Metzia, and the Sadi Mar Aleph, and the Tzaynu Adeyes, a couple of the cases as well. Chasima lo Safsam Shor B'disha. So a smart guy, he knows he can't muzzle the animal. So you know what he'll do? He'll muzzle the animal. Ayudin Achri. I have a going muzzled animal. That's allowed. Or what about Sirus? Laparzikam losasa. You can't be misaris an animal. So, another idea. I won't do it. I'll have a guy do it. The Gemara points out in those cases of Hasima and Sirus, there's an Yisra of Amrilan Achri. Rav Savitchik pointed out, what do they have in common? Hasima, Sirus, and Chil Shabbos on level of Durabana? The answer was one word, a chalos, a totsah. When the Torah says you can't do something, you're right. If it's done ayyadin achri, that is not what you have done. But if the Torah is telling you that there's a certain result that must be avoided, then that applies even to an ayin achri. Chasima, for example. Isn't it clear that the Torah desires that the animal should be able to graze freely while it is plowing? It matters who is doing the plowing, who harnesses the animal. Even if it's ayin achri, that's the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel of Chasirus. That's asur. The same thing when it comes to sirus. The Torah does not want one to tamper with the animal to the extent that the animal now becomes sterile and able to produce. The answer is fine. So have a guy do it. The Gemara says that's us. What's the chiddush of Shabbos? He wrote some ancient point the following chiddush. Even though midaraisa, osasa chomalacha, Shabbos is an isser maisa. But you know what the chiddush of Amir l'nochri is on level of Drabanan? That Shabbos has an aspect of chalos. Drabanan, shelo yehene mi malecha Shabbos. Midaraisa, you're right. It's only considered to be an avera with the chiv skilin, kares, and karbon if you're mechalo Shabbos. The din derabanan, however, amir l'nachri, is that there's a concept of chalos. Shlo yehene michilo Shabbos. If a goy does something for you, you wait b'chdei shiase. Shlo yehene mimalecha Shabbos. No? These are just a few examples. Rav Yosef Engel has a beautiful piece, Nesen Daraisen, Klal Yud Gimel. This ties in with the shiur we just had as well. What about onus? Onus rachona patre, but is onus a maisa avera? Is onus a maisa avera? So again, Rav Yosef Engel writes, it's very, very interesting. Marmakomos, it all depends on what type of avera you're talking about. What type of avera void mitzvah? If you're talking about something the Torah says, do not perform this act. If it is mamish ba'onis gamur, the Torah says, do this act, and it's onis gamur, and it cannot be done. If it is the act that the Torah is concerned with, then you can say onis rachona patre. But if the Torah's concern is the result, and an onis occurs, yeah, but the result was not attained. If a person was an onis, and therefore couldn't daven, onis rachona patre. What happens if a person ba'ones could not fulfill a chiyuv ben adam mechavero, for example? You wouldn't do some onus rachmana patre to the same extent. Because the Torah says they want this given result, and the result could not occur. Take a look. Well, it's a very, very compelling Mar Makamos. One of them is the sugi we just discussed. Right, the sugi in Gitnaf, Lamaches, and Lamar Aleph, the sugi in Baba Basra, and Daf Yud Gimel. That case of Chatzi Aver Chatzi Ben Chorin. We were bothered by a question, no? You have to be meshacher this chatzi v'chatzi ben chorin. Why? Because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu lo soho v'ala sheves yitzara. Why did the Gemara quote the pasuk of Pruruvu? What in the world is wrong with Pruruvu? Why have to come onto the pasuk the Divrei Kabbalah of sheves? So we discussed a couple of answers at Tosus, right? That the pasuk of lo soho sheves shows that it's a mitzvah rabbah. That's why the world was created, right? Therefore, in your hierarchy of things, this is a compelling reason to be Dolchi Yisurim. No? The other reason we discussed, very relevant for our sugya, was the Gemara wanted to quote a pasuk that even an Evan Ish are obligated in. After you're dealing with a Chatzi Yavar Chatzi Ben Chorin. So therefore the Gemara discussed Shevis. Because an Evan is Chayv and Shevis, but exempt from Peruvu. Right, that's the Tosus, and Chagig and Daf Beis. Right? And Gittin and Daf Mem Aleph. And then Tosus writes another teretz. It tells about Basur Daf Yud Gimel. Very unusual teretz. You have a chatzi and a chatzi ben chorin. Why didn't the Gemara say, look, you have to be mekayim puruvu? So Tosus says, the chatzi and a chatzi ben chorin is an onus. He is onus. He can't fulfill puruvu. He can't marry a shchifa, he can't marry a bas chorin. So since he is an onus, therefore the Gemara quotes the reason of Sheves. How does that make sense? Tosus says, kasha, why does the Mishnah quote Sheves? What's wrong with Puruvu? The answer is, what, you're going to fault an Evan for Puruvu? It's an onus. Yes, oh, nope. So then what does the Mishnah tell us? We can't fault him for Puruvu, but we can't fault him for Shevis. If he's an onus in Puruvu, he's the same onus in Shevis. He can't marry Baskon, can't marry Yishivcha. What's the answer? Yosef Engel writes, there's a big difference in Puruvu as opposed to Shevis. No? And that's his chiddush. Sheves, that's the result-oriented aspect of the peripheral. If you're dealing with a mitzvah person who is simply in a case of an onus and can't perform a mitzvah, what do you want the person to do? You're going to fault an eved because he can't fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. The Torah doesn't allow him to marry a shivcha, not to marry a baschorin. He's a chatzir chatz menachorin. He's an onus gomor. What greater onus than a person? The Torah says there's no one who you can marry right now. Onus is very good in terms of exemption from a mitzvah. But here the pasuk says, Lo sovra shevis yitzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu desires that the world be populated. You're an onus. But something has to be done about that. Because there, that has an element of chalos, an element of totsah. That's an important chiddush. That's what the Rav Yosef Engel writes. There's a difference in different sukkahs of onus rachmona patre. Now the following chiddush. When we have the Isser of Layar B'Lanoshim, so what type of Isser is this? Is it really an Isser Maisa, for example? The Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Nisuin is what is Aser? Or is it the reality? Very simple Svara, right? As the Tzapas Paneach writes. The Torah says if you have that many wives, Leyos Levovo. The Torah wants to avoid that result. You can't invoke and hold Yishtar Yishtari. Since it was mutter while you're a hedyot, it's mutter while you're a melech. Now that you're empowered, so you have to be very careful about Yosel Avavo. Unlike the case of Kohen Gadol, where it's an Isra of Yishus. And then, Tzafas Peh suggests another nafkamina. What happens if Avar v'Nasa, the melech marries an additional wife? So the Isra of Liyar v'Nashim creates an Isra on whom? So he writes the following Kiddush. If it would be an Isra of Ishus, the Maisa Kiddush and the Maisa Nisuan was Asr. That's only true regarding the 19th wife. So therefore, Enochinami, he is forbidden to her. And when the Rambam writes, Im Hosif, and subsequently Bala, it only means her. But if you assume that no, that's not true, that this is an Isser Totsav, so Ragachever suggests the Chiddush, that it's not simply the last woman who is forbidden, but rather, Tzafas Paneach writes that the Isser is Al Kol Achas V'Achas. And when the Rambam writes Bal Loke, it means Shim Bal Achas Me'osin Shailo Mitchila. Because once he goes over the limit, all of them, that scenario, that reality is Asr. And therefore, Nachinami, but that Isr, in fact, remains very great Kiddush. Equally shared. When the Rambam writes that Baal is Asr, it means any of the women, until he will reduce the number of wives that he has. Even a further Kiddush. Getting back to our other issue, the Rambam required kidei shuba'a, the imba'aloke. Here also, Tzafas Paneach suggests the following Kiddush. If it's an issue, let's say, of issues, you understand, it's like chavi lavin in general. So therefore, chavi lavin, remember, it's kidei shuba'a. This is chavi lavin, kidei shuba'a. But if you assume that, no, this is a different type of issur entirely, issur chalos, the reality, the result, is what the Torah forbids. Maybe one could argue that this is already chal kishakidesh, maybe shas kedushin. Having 19 wives is aser. Baal is not necessary to create the iser. Kiddush is considered to be sufficient. Yeah, but doesn't the Rambam emphasize? So Tzapnas writes the following Kiddush. Another issue we'll get to. Who are included in this Yurches Nashim? The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. That the cap is Yurches. The Rambam adds, again, Hochus Malachim, Perkim Malacha Beis, Ben HaNashim, Uben HaPilagshim, HaKol Shmonesre. The Rambam writes that 18 are not only wise, even a pilegish is included in that number as well. So Safna Sferach writes the following Kiddush. When you're dealing with Nashim, Mishas Kedushin, there's an issue. Because from the time of Kedushin alone, this Melech has too many wives. The reason the Rambam emphasizes Baal is because the Rambam includes Ne'isr Pilagshim, where the Rambam writes that there is no Kiddushin when it comes to a Pilagesh. We'll discuss that. And therefore, the Rambam emphasizes the role of Bia because the Yurches Nashim can be comprised of a Pilagesh as well, but maybe a Kiddush. The Tekev Kishikidesh Nesr of Libel Eskuma. That's the Chakiris that the Rugged Shepherd has on the nature of this Isser. It's a straight Isser Bia. Like Yisro marrying a Mamzeres, or a Kohen marrying a Grusha. Or no, it's not Isser Bia per se, but it is the reality of Moyav L'Nashim. And once that Riboy or Tosefes occurs, Kol HaNashim Harein Bichlam. That Chiddush of the Rambam, that the Yurches Nashim are Ben HaNashim, Ben HaPilagshim, right? The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes that no, Zei Efsha, and the Ravid comments that the Shmonasar Chutz Min HaPilagshim, only Nashim. Pilagshim are not included at all. Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, whether Pilagshim are included in the Yurches. What could this Machlokas be based on? So maybe at first glance one could argue as follows. But this will be difficult in light of the Rambam Shita. What's the difference between an Isha as opposed to a Pilagish? Our Gemara says something about this, no? Chafalik. But there are two different Girsos in our Gemara. Basic Machlokas, Rishonim. Rashi writes already in Chumash, right, in the end of Parshas Chayisara, in Breishis Chafei Pasuk Vav, Rashi writes, Noshim Biksuva, Pilagshim Shalo Biksuva. That's what Rashi writes. There is an Isha, which is Ishus with all the responsibilities, the Chiyuvim and Shibudim of Ishus. And then there is a relationship of Pilegesh, which is Ishus Beliksum. Rashi says, Kiramina Misanerdim Chafalim, Benoshim U Pilagshim de David. The Ramban and the Pasuk quotes Rashi. Ramban comments, Ve'ein Hadavar Kain cannot be. But Pilegesh is not merely Balik Suva. Pilegesh is below Kiddushin. That's what the Ramban writes. This relationship of Pilegesh we'll have to discuss, but it's not Ishus. Not as Rashi writes, it's Ishus without the Achrayis, the Shibudim of Ishus. How do you know that this is true? The Ramban raises a pretty obvious point. Ki haksuva midivrei sofrim. The difference between an Isha and a Pilegesh is a Din D'Oraisa. The Chiyuv Ksuva is only a Din D'Rabbanan. That cannot be the difference between Ishus and wife and a Pilegesh. Only a difference to Rabbanan. But rather, the Ramban refers you to our Gemara, the HaGemara B'Sanhedrin. Pilegesh is below Ksuva V'Kiddushin. Not Kiddushin B'li Ksuva, below Ksuva Kiddushin. We'll have to elaborate on this further. The difference between an Isha as opposed to Pilegesh, what exactly is the basis of the Machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid? No, intuitively, one would say the following. Look, if you argue as Rashi, that Pilegesh is considered to be an Isha B'Kiddushin B'li Ksuva, very mistaken that that should be included in the Yurches Nashim. That is Layab L'Nashim. Kedushin is necessary to forge that relationship. If you all like the Ramban, it's Bleak Suvam, Bleak Kedushin, Enochinami. Why should that be part of Yisra, Layab L'Nashim? The difficulty, as we'll see, is that the Rambam writes that Pilegesh is in fact included. And how does the Rambam define Pilegesh? If you look in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Nashim is B'Ksuva V'Kedushin, but Pilagshim is below Ksuva U'Velo Kedushin. Like the sheet of the Ramban against the sheet of Rashi. So how do you understand the nature of Pilegesh? And should that be included in the Yurches Nashim? So take a look at that Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam gives you a very unusual mashal. The Rambam equates a Pilegesh for a Melech to an Amma Ivri Ala Achar Yud. So take a look at that Rambam. What exactly is the point of the Rambam? That sugi of Yud regarding an Amma Ivriya is a sugi in Kedushin Daf Yutess Amud Aleph, the Yutess Amud Beis. Right, if you can, take a look at the Tosas HaRosh in that sugi. Daf Yutess Amud Beis. And the Reb Chaim and Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yom HaChalitza Mufurish against that Tosas HaRosh. Right, understanding a little bit more about that nature of Pilegesh. Right, in the Rambam's mashal, that what is true of Pilegesh is true of Ami Vril Achar Yud, and that will shed light on this machlokas Rambam and Raivid, as to who is included in the Yud Chesnash.